question is, what is the credible and specific threat posed by my deodorant and hair gel that they confiscated in Minneapolis on Saturday?
You know what?
Overpowering Old Spice smell.
I know what the threat is without both.
Well, yeah, you'd think. Anyway, all right. Well, we want to get back into the story we were just talking about before the newscast, Blackwater USA. The private security firm working in Iraq, they are the subject of a new congressional report, and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is going to hold hearings today on that report. The founder of Blackwater, Eric Prince, is scheduled to testify. The issue has gotten a lot of attention in the wake of a September 16th incident in Baghdad that involved Blackwater guards and left at least 8 Iraqi civilians dead. Newsweek magazine's Kevin Perino managed to obtain a video of the aftermath of that incident, and he's been reporting on Blackwater. He joins us now from Baghdad. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks for coming on. So there are kind of two versions of what exactly went down on September 16th in Baghdad. You got the Blackwater version, which is that they were just trying to defend themselves. Then you got the Iraqi government version, which is that this was essentially an unprovoked killing. What have you found out during your reporting?
Well, yeah, as you say, there are two versions of this story that are that conflict. One of them is the Iraqi government story that says this convoy pulled into this traffic circle in the Nisour Square in Baghdad and began firing more or less unprovoked. As you said, I got this investigative file from the Iraqi National Police, who is their headquarters is right around the corner from the Blackwater shooting. About 2 minutes after, they could hear the shooting from their building, and their investigators sort of rushed over right afterwards, and they made this videotape, about 9 minutes long. It's on our website right now, clips of it that shows sort of the aftermath of the video. And what the Iraqi police say in their investigation and their investigative reports and these sworn witness statements that they gave us is that the Blackwater guards started firing unprovoked. They also said that they fired from helicopters on the scene, which is something that Blackwater has denied. Blackwater, for their part, says that they were fired at by both uniformed police and civilians who were hiding around the traffic circle, they've denied that there was any firing from helicopters.
Well, now, in this video, though, does this substantiate one side or the other? What do you actually see in the video?
Yeah, I'm not sure the video does substantiate one side or the other. What you see is shell casings littered on the ground. You see the wreckage of a white Kia both sides. I don't think anybody disputes the fact that the Kia was attacked. What you see in the Iraqi National Police file is essentially these witness statements. And those are, in all the witness statements that I read, at least that I had, none of the witnesses said that there was any firing in the direction of Blackwater. And that more or less jibes with the witnesses that we interviewed independently for the reporting that we were doing on this story. Now, I mean, it should be kept in mind that the National Police are themselves a controversial force. There was this report recently by retired Marine General James Jones that recommended that the National Police be disbanded because of sectarian infiltration. So there's plenty of controversy surrounding both Blackwater and the National Police.
This congressional report that's getting a lot of attention today, which, by the way, we should mention, was commissioned by a Democrat-run committee, and a lot of them are not really fans of Blackwater, sort of to start off with. But it points out that the State Department has done almost nothing to try to rein in Blackwater. How does that square with what you're seeing in Baghdad?
Yeah, that's the criticism that they've done very little. There's been very little oversight on the part of the State Department, and that the State Department has actually helped sort of facilitate some of these payments that Blackwater has apparently made. There was one instance where the victim's family was paid $15,000. That was down from a recommendation, apparently, that another State Department diplomat made to pay much more, closer to $250,000, which other people in the State Department said, well, that's way too much for death benefits of this kind. And so it ended up coming down. But that's one of the big criticisms in this report, is that there just isn't enough oversight.
The economics of Blackwater kind of puzzle me, because one Blackwater security person apparently cost the U.S. government $1,200 per day. That's almost $500,000 per year per Blackwater security person. How is that cheaper than just having U.S. soldiers do it, even if you have to pay them more?
Well, I mean, there are only so many U.S. soldiers to do these jobs, but you're right. I mean, they get paid an enormous amount of money, and Blackwater is the most elite of these contractors. There are only I think about 1,000, a little less than 1,000 Blackwater contractors out of the. There's something like 30,000 total guards in Iraq right now, and the Blackwater ones are the most elite. They're former Navy SEALs and Special Forces guys who it's the hardest of these groups to get into, but they've also developed this sort of reputation of being sort of cocky and arrogant and shooting first and asking questions later. And you know, one of the other things in this report that came out the House Oversight Committee, as they said, there was 195 shootings that Blackwater had been involved in since 2005, and in about 80% of the cases, Blackwater shot first.
Of course, Blackwater would say that no one's ever been killed or hurt while under their protection, and this is probably just the price of doing business. Kevin Perino from Newsweek magazine talking to us from Baghdad. Thanks, man.
Thank you.